the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
And our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us Friday mornings for All Over the Map, which is a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places and things. And this week, his subject is that time in the early 1980s when SeaTac Airport just disappeared for 6 months.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, it was 38 years ago, September 1st, 1983, when longtime Democratic U.S. Senator from the great state of Washington, Henry M. Scoop Jackson, native son of Everett and somewhat hawkish lawmaker, guy who always had Boeing's back, he passed away suddenly and unexpectedly at his home on Grand Avenue of an aortic aneurysm. He was 71. His death came in the aftermath of the shooting down by the Soviet Union of a Korean Airlines 747 near Sakhalin Island. It's a pretty scary time in the Cold War. That 747, of course, was built right there in Everett, and all 269 people aboard were lost. Senator Jackson had just spoken at a press conference and condemned the downing of the plane. Now, on September 13th, as a tribute to the senator, but without really consulting anybody, the Port of Seattle Commission voted to change the name of SeaTac to Henry M. Jackson International Airport. Boom, just like that. Remember, they even changed that time and temperature sign that used to be on the median there as you approach from the north on that little freeway. Mm-hmm. Said Henry M. Jackson and the time and the temperature. Huge public outcry followed. Tacoma people in particular and Port of Tacoma, they felt particularly angry having the city's name taken off the airport since that was part of the original deal struck back in 1942 or 43 to build and help fund the airport. There were letters to the editor against it. There were polls showing 5-1 in favor of changing the name back. They even had an advisory ballot in Tacoma in November 83 on restoring the name, which was approved by a margin of 4-1. One of the worries was that the short version of the name, Jackson Airport, would be confused with Mississippi, or just completely detached from any reference to Seattle or Tacoma. In the port election that November, two incumbents were defeated, and the name controversy was at least partially blamed. Now, the Port Commission held a public meeting in February 15th, 1984, at the old Renton Sheraton. This was their first public meeting since the name change, and they got an earful. Finally, on February 28th, 1984, the commission voted 3-2 to change the name back. So it was just short of 6 months that we had Henry M. Jackson International Airport. If you look at the old newspaper clippings, all the news out of that airport in those months, they call it Henry M. Jackson Airport. You don't see the name mm-hmm. SeaTac anywhere. One little bit of good news. WashDOT, they decided early on to wait things out and not change any signage on I-5 or 405 or 509.
Smart move. But,
yeah, and by doing so, they figured they saved somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000.
There you go.
So, did you covered that? Weren't you working at Cairo then, Dave?
I was working at it, and I'd forgotten completely until just now.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, it is. And by the way, so how does Tacoma feel now that the official name is SEA?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I've talked to the Port of Seattle public affairs people, and that SEA, that's sort of the international brand. It's still the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport.
Oh, I see.
But they say SEA is what the airport's known as globally.
Okay.
So SeaTac, that name's not going anywhere, but they're always tinkering with branding. And that SEA launch came right before the pandemic. So it's kind of unclear how that will play out once air travel returns to back to normal, whenever that's going to happen.